I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In his State of the Union address, President Obama pointed out the elephant in the room, or make that the 242 House Republicans who voted to repeal health care.
Now, I have heard rumors that a few of you still have concerns about our new health care law. So let me be the first to say, anything can be improved. If you have ideas about how to improve this law by making care better or more affordable, I am eager to work with you.
But House Republicans are now vowing to dismantle the law piece by piece, including the small business tax credit, which the president noted was saving Oregon businessman Jim Hauser thousands of dollars a year. Well, that high-profile mention could get other companies signing on, since it's been proven that advertising the benefit works. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas City, Missouri has seen a 58% increase in small business sales after building a marketing campaign around the benefit. Ron Rao oversees small business group sales. Ron, tell us how the tax credit works.
Well, for employers that have less than 25 employees and they average their annual salary under $50,000, they can receive up to 35% of the portion of the premiums that the employer pays for that health plan for those employees. We, as you mentioned, saw a big uptake in our small group sales when we started promoting that.
Well, and just to underscore that, they'd get a tax credit for 35% of their contributions to employee health care if they pay 50% of the premiums or more. But that amount is scheduled to go up to 50% in 2014, right?
That's correct. In 2014, the maximum amount will be 50% of what the employer pays. Now, today, like we were mentioning, 35% is the maximum. There are some companies that are actually receiving 10 or 15 or 20% because it graduates the amount of tax credit that you get based upon the size and the salary.
Well, and by the way, we mentioned that your sales increased 58%. How did you reach out to people?
Well, you know, as soon as this bill was passed, we were combing through it, saying, you know, looking for what are we going to have to do to comply now? How is our business going to change? And what are the good things in here? And the tax credit stood out, as I mentioned. So within a week, we have full-page ads in the business publications in Kansas City, full-blown radio campaign.
And we understand you partnered with H&R Block.
We did. We partnered with H&R Block, and they built a tax credit calculator so an employer could very easily go out, answer a few questions, and say, hey, here's just exactly how much my health care costs just went down because of this tax credit.
And by the way, we believe you can use that no matter what state you live in. We'll link people to it at our website, hereandnow.org. And we understand that other places saw increases. The country's largest insurer, United Health Group, added 75,000 new small business customers. Coventry Health saw an 8% increase. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Florida saw a 5% increase. But your local congressman, Republican Sam Graves, has spoken out against this tax credit. He says any potential assistance from the tax credit is far outweighed by the burden of red tape it creates. Are you burdening your new clients with red tape? Is that how they're seeing it?
No, we're not. I can't tell you what the IRS is going to do on the other end when they have to file their taxes to actually take advantage of the credit. The only negative thing I've heard from business owners in the Kansas City market is only about 20% of them qualify. The employers that have more employees than 25 or average more than 50%, they wish that the credit was extended to them as well. But that's really the only negative thing that I've heard from the marketplace regarding this tax credit.
And do you credit the huge surge in your sales to the advertising? Do you think other people should look at that?
Absolutely. I have to give credit to that. At the time when this bill was passed, everyone was overwhelmed saying, what does this mean now? And Blue Cross and Blue Shield with this campaign was out in front saying, let us tell you what it means to you today. That was without a doubt the main driver in the increased activity we saw.
Ron Rowe oversees small group sales for Blue Cross Blue Shield Kansas City. One last question, because we have to. Do we see that you are also host of something called Muscle Cars on the radio? What is that?
That is a new radio show that I do on the weekends with a partner of mine. Funny you should mention that, because just this week that show is got picked up nationally for national syndication and will be airing on 40 stations around the United States. Something I do on the side for fun.
Muscle cars are those big over, renovated cars?
From the 1960s and 70s with the big motors and loud engines. That's right.
Ron, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, your thoughts on the small business tax credit or anything on the program, just go to hereandnow.org. We always would love to hear from you. Here and Now.